This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Today we continue with a series of interviews that focus on student athletes at Arkansas State. Men's basketball player Christian Willis has been conducting the interviews. This is his interview with women's soccer player Sophia Restrepo.
All right, so what was your favorite game from this past year?
I would have to say my favorite game is definitely K-State. I know that was probably a favorite among all the girls on our team, just because it was such a big game to come into, and we didn't really know what to expect or how we would match up against a big team like that. But I think we really stepped up and showed everyone that we're capable of more than maybe a lot of people think. And I scored the game-winning goal.
Okay.
No big deal.
Who was the hardest opponent that you had to face this year?
I would also have to say Texas Tech, just because they're ranked really high in the nation and they get great results against really good teams. So it was a tough game to play because they're so well organized and they just have amazing players. So, but we only lost 1-0, so that was a really big deal to us too.
How long have you played soccer?
I've played since I was 4 years old. I started at a small little soccer club, but I've just been playing my whole life basically.
Was it the only sport that you played growing up?
No, I actually played a lot of different sports growing up, mostly in middle school and high school, just for like the school sports. I did a lot of track and field, like cross country, volleyball, tennis, like stuff like that. I just love sports, like all sports, just not basketball. I mean, personally, I'm really bad at basketball.
Awesome.
It's a great sport.
What is your favorite pair of cleats to wear?
I like the ones we had this year. I actually had a different color than everyone else. I had the black and red ones, and I thought that was cool because it's our school colors. So.
What position do you play?
I started out when I came in, I was planning on playing center back because that's what I've played my whole life, except in high school. But then when I came in, the coaches said that they could see me playing more as a center mid, so they tried me there for a few games, and they said that I really fit in well there, so I just stayed center mid the rest of the season.
So did you have like a certain player that you looked up to when you were growing up that you tried to like model your game after, or were you just...
I would say growing up, I looked a lot to my peers, like a lot of the people I was competing against on other teams, like one of their star players or even girls on my own team. I would just see like who the best was or who was really performing well, and I would just try to model kind of after that so I could always, you know, be at my best game for my personal level.
So what do you think helped you guys have such a good season?
I think coming into the year, we definitely just had a really high morale and a really high expectations for what we wanted to see from the season. And we just wanted to do things that we've never done before. Like in the past, we haven't gone very far in the tournament. And I think we had just been fed up with that. And we wanted to just do something crazy this year. So we just worked really hard. Our positivity was really high. And every practice, we wanted to be our best practice. So I think that really helped.
So in the beginning, like when you saw the pieces that you had on your team, did you kind of get the feeling that you guys were going to be that good?
I think so. I think in preseason, we just definitely saw that people came in with really high levels of fitness. Like it was obvious people had been training over the summer. So you could just tell that something was going to be different this season for sure.
So what was a typical day like for you guys during the season?
During the season, we had really busy days. We would wake up early if we needed treatment, if we were injured, and then we would go to class and have to study and work hard all day long, and then come back from class, go to practice around 4 p.m. After that, we might have an ice bath or have film, and then a lot of people have tutoring after that, or they tutor other people, and it's just a really busy schedule.
Did you have to battle any injuries this season?
I actually, I had a season-ending injury last season as a freshman coming in. Before the season even started, I tore my meniscus, and then I had to get surgery and was out for about 6 months, so I was out for the fall season. So I think this season I was just really focusing on getting back from that and improving as a player, and I think just the injury really changed my motivation towards the game and everything like that. So it was almost a good thing for me. And then I came in this season, I thought I had a pretty good opening season.
So was it kind of hard to get your rhythm back once you finally got back out on the field?
I actually don't think so. I think when I just lost everything I had basically been doing my whole life, like I lost the ability to practice and play like that, like my motivation for getting back was so high that I trained so hard before I came back. So it was almost like when I came back, I felt like a better player almost.
So what's some things that you kind of learned while you were sitting out that you probably wouldn't have noticed?
I definitely had the chance to observe a lot more than I normally had, because being on the field and off the field are two completely different things. Like, you can see things that maybe you wouldn't see on the field. So I definitely had the chance to observe people in my position and think like, oh, when I get back there, I want to do this and this and this. So I just got to observe a lot and just sit back and watch.
I know that must have sucked, though, mm-hmm. just sitting out there watching.
Yeah, it's not fun.
So did you put in work outside of practice this year?
Yeah, we had one-on-one practices with the coaches, and I signed up for a few of those. They were nice because you could just pick basically what you personally wanted to work on. For me, I would say it's like my shooting or switching the field, and I could just ask the coaches if I could work on it, and they were really, really open to just being available at any time to help us improve.
So I saw that you guys were, you know, a relatively young team. So do you guys expect to be even better next year?
I think so. More than anything, more than just having a young team, I think what's going to motivate us is just knowing we came so close to winning the championship this year. So I think the freshmen that coming in are probably going to see that, and they're going to want to go even farther than we did this year. So yeah, I think we'll definitely do better next year.
So what do you plan on doing this offseason to kind of help improve your...
Definitely work on speed and agility and stuff like that, because I feel like that's a big thing to work on outside of season, because when you come back in, you want to be even better than you were before. So I'm probably just going to be running and trying to get my speed up and my touches and everything like that.
Do you feel like being an athlete has made you a better person?
Yes, I would definitely say being an athlete is like a huge part of who I am. It's affected me every single day. It helps you work with other people, it helps you with communication, it helps you with time management, especially when you're in college. It just improves your whole experience a lot, because there's standards put forth by your team and by your coaches and even by your teammates. They hold you accountable. So I think overall it just improves your whole life.
If you could play another sport, what would it be?
I probably would say volleyball. I mean, there's so many different greats. They're all fun in their own way, but I just think volleyball is so competitive, and it's so like fast paced. And I played it in middle school, so I just remember, I just look back and I like loved volleyball, so I'd probably just do that.
So do you ever have like butterflies before you go out there and compete?
Yeah, I definitely get really nervous whenever we're in the locker room and we're just waiting to get out there, just because soccer is such an unpredictable game that you never know what's going to happen. So I just think of all the what ifs and everything like that. But yeah, I definitely get butterflies.
So what are some of the things you do to help like calm yourself down whenever you...
I think like definitely we have to take everything really seriously and go out there focused. But I think just talking with your teammates, like joking around and just making it, remembering that it's for fun and because we love it and not because it's supposed to be some scary, nerve-wracking thing, and just like keeping that in mind and, you know.
Right. So what was recruitment like for you in high school?
It was definitely really interesting because I live in Florida, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay in-state or go out-of-state, and I got a few offers from both, like in-state and out-of-state, so I guess it was just really a decision of where I wanted to go. And then when I came here, it was just something that really impressed me.
So what is the biggest difference, you think, between Florida and Arkansas? Like, I know that has to be like a totally different...
Yeah, it is very different. I mean, the states themselves are obviously just polar opposites, but in terms of soccer, I would say, I don't know, in Florida it's really big. Like every single school is just very, very competitive. And Arkansas is the same way. Like we have good schools, but I don't know, Florida's crazy.
So what kind of made you want to choose Arkansas State as your school?
I would definitely say the coaching staff, the people here. It's just a very nice, welcoming environment. And going back to Florida, like sometimes when I would visit places in Florida, it was like very, very like just a competitive edge. And when you would go to those schools, you would almost feel like overwhelmed and a little nervous. But when you come here, it's like everyone was so welcoming. They brought us, they showed us the like awesome facilities. Like our locker room is huge, and just everything was really impressive. The rooms were nice too.
Sophia Restrepo is a soccer player for Arkansas State University as part of our series of interviews on student athletes at A-State. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.